Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The concept of heading them off at the pass. We talk with Season Solori of NCBA about that here in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Growing up, most of those Western movies and TV shows that we watch always had a scene where the good guys were chasing the bad guys. And one of those techniques they often use was the concept of heading them off at the pass. Well, joining us today is Season Solorio of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's part of the team that works on the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff. She says one of the strategies that's evolving for the beef digital marketing campaign is to head them off at the pass.
We know that there's a lot of conversation within the beef industry about some of these alternative proteins hitting the marketplace, particularly some of these newer, what I would call substitutes that are trying to be beef, right? And so a lot of things that we've actually done is try to intercept consumers when they're searching for information about these products. So right now, for example, for the past couple of months, we've been running a Google search campaign so that when a consumer types into Google, let's say impossible ground beef, then they're served up a Beef It's What's For Dinner ad, then directed back to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Similarly, right now, through a partner called Instacart, are you familiar with Instacart? Mm-hmm. So they're an online grocery delivery service. Right. You can shop for fresh groceries from your phone, have it delivered to your home. We have actually run a series of those nicely done beef ads that I was referring to earlier. And right now we're running the nicely done beef. You prove that meat substitutes are just that, substitutes on that platform as a way that just stakes our place, we believe, as America's top and favorite protein. So that's just one of the avenues where we're looking for the ways that we can use some of these innovative marketing techniques, to your point, to make sure that long term we are looking at all of the different competition out there. For us, we know our consumer research shows time and time again that chicken is still our number one competitor, but we again want to make sure that we're competing in an active marketplace and just showing consumers that we still believe beef is a wonderful option.
You mentioned the online shopping opportunities. It seems like every single major grocer store, in other words, the supermarkets, the Walmarts, the Publix, the HEBs down the Southwest, everybody is gearing up to be able to deliver that day very quickly these various food products. Can beef be successful in that arena?
We think through the Instacart test that's exactly what we set out to answer, is whether or not by showing a consumer a beef ad at virtual point of sale, were they more likely to increase their beef purchases. We know that a lot of times when someone else is shopping for you through these platforms, you want to pick out your meat yourself. You want to look at that marbling. You want to look at the package. And so we knew that was a barrier for beef. Yeah. And what we found with working with Instacart is if we position that Beef It's What's For Dinner ad at point of sale, we're able to increase beef sales and purchases by between 25 and 35%. So through two activations that we have done with Instacart, we have sold more than $1.5 million worth of beef. That is a direct result of Producers Checkoff program dollars at work, and again, ways that we're driving beef demand.
Season Solorio, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
Previous Beef Bow shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.